It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 EJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
So yesterday, Elmo took to Twitter. Yes, Elmo.
Ha-ha. Elmo was tweeting.
Elmo just tweeted a very simple, pleasant tweet. Elmo is just checking in. How is everybody doing? And this went viral. He just tweeted yesterday, hey, just checking in. How's everybody doing? You know, thinking it was going to be just a sort of, you know, vibe check, just making sure, you know, hoping everyone had a happy start to the week sort of thing. He was met with a lot of downer responses.
Oh, no. Oh, people were sharing, but not the way they were thinking.
Well, I mean, but maybe it was therapeutic. And if that's the case, you know, Elmo's doing his job, right? One of them commented and it went viral too. Elmo, I'm going to be real. I'm at my blanking limit. Another one was like, Elmo, I've got a level with you, baby. We are fighting for our lives out here.
Oh, gosh.
T-Pain, you know, T-Pain.
Sure.
He even jumped in on the chat, was like, hey, I'm just looking for somebody to talk to and show me some love, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did Elmo respond to any of these? I mean, he probably, did he have time?
Elmo did respond to a couple, like Oscar the Grouch and Big Bird, who replied. Oscar the Grouch just said grouchy, you know.
Gotcha.
Cookie Monster said me doing okay would be doing better if me had some cookies in classic Cookie Monster form.
Sure.
Big Bird replied day six still tiny, because I don't know if you've been following this, but Big Bird has been tiny on Twitter and has the hashtag help Big Bird.
Oh.
So, yeah, that status has been happening for past week or so.
Got it.
But the reality and the fun of just seeing all of these tweets, all of these quote tweets of everybody just like, we're tired.
Another one is like, wife left me, daughters don't respect me, my job is a joke. Any more questions, Elmo?
Yes, dang, I know. Every morning I can't wait to go back to sleep. Every Monday I cannot wait for Friday to come. Oh. Every single day and every single week for life.
And then like, another one is, I did not have all the trauma dumping on Elmo on my bingo card.
I know, poor Elmo. Elmo's just sitting there going, all right, hey, you know,
Elmo's not going to be checking in anymore.
But you know what? I feel like this is Elmo. Like, Elmo's here and he's like, hey, just get it all out, you know?
Right.
Get it all out.
All right. Sharing corner.
I know.
All right.
Elmo,
not aggressive.
Just got laid off. Like, okay. It'll be okay.
GIF of Elmo, hands up, fire behind him. The world is burning around us, Elmo. All right. Oh. I mean, yeah, I feel like accurate. Yeah.
So Elmo just kind of coming in and trying to, you know, brighten everybody's day, got a dose of reality. And one of my favorite responses was, it was a scene from Succession where Kieran Culkin's character is just like looking at all of these replies on a computer. And it's like Elmo's social media manager reading all the responses like.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's just got like, a very concerned, befuddled look on his face.
Yeah, right. Another with the dog that's like fire all around him is like, this is fine. Everything is fine.
It's fine. We're all fine. Everybody's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, just that's
thought
so
that was
great.
Funny. If you want to jump in and read some of the replies, we've tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Just checking in. How's everybody doing?
I know.
It's no.
Trauma dump. Like, you know what? Elmo just knew. He just knew. He knew we all needed this at this moment.
He knew everybody needed a release.
They
needed to get some stuff off their chest.
Yep. And Elmo was here for it. So, sorry. Let's get to a feel good here.
Okay. So, this grandma has kept answering machine messages from her granddaughter, Paley, for over a decade. The first are from when Paley's around 3 or 4, mm-hmm. and they go all the way through 17 years old.
It's me, Grandma. Me, Paley. I just got a new scooter, and it's pretty. I love it. Grandma, I thought maybe you could come over and watch G4 for me. If you get this message, tell my mom that I love her, okay? Bye.
Hi, Grandma. It's me, Paley. I just wanted to say goodnight. I love you and I miss you. And I miss Oliver, too.
Hey, it's Paley. I'm almost 15, and I wanted to leave a voice message for you. Sorry for being a terrible, terrible kid for 15 years.
I'll let you know I got the job. I got the job on the spot. Yeah, I just had an interview and at Subway, and I just got the job, so I'm just really happy.
Aww.
I mean,
that's really sweet.
Oh my goodness. All the way from like, I got a scooter.
Yeah.
And it's so pretty. And when you come over and watch G-Force and just like tell my mom I love her. And then all the way up to she got her first job at Subway. Just, so good. You can see the video because they share pictures of Haley and Grandma throughout the years too. It's really sweet. And what a great idea just to be able to hear how her voice changes
right.
throughout the year. I mean, it's so good at WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX.
All right, you ready for a little stupid fact of the day?
Why not?
This is where we find random things on the internet. We verify it by at least making sure that it's on a couple websites.
Oh, really?
Then
I thought we were just stopping at one.
Bring it to you as fact.
I saw it once. Let's go with it.
All right, to Australia we go for this one.
Crikey!
Where scientists in Australia have discovered a marsupial that mates for 14 hours and then dies.
Oh, wow. That is harsh.
Yeah, the mouse-like creatures. I'm going to try to get the name right. Antechinus?
I think that's close.
So they even rest up, try to get themselves in the right frame of mind, get them all ready for this long mating period. They sleep 3 hours less per night every night for 3 weeks, getting themselves ready.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of preparations. It's Antechinus.
Antechinus.
Yes, Antechinus.
And Antechinus, there in Australia, then they make love for 14 hours.
That is much. That is a lot going on. And then it's so much that they just expire afterwards. They're just done. They just can't go on living.
Yeah, their testosterone levels, I guess, are affected by that. And they may die soon after mating due to that extreme testosterone level spike
at least they're happy on the way out, right?
Yeah.
That's the positive spin.
I mean, if you're gonna go, that's a way to go, right?
Maybe. Man, 14 hours, yeah, you're tired.
Now the female species who is now impregnated, well, she's hungry.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
No, she does not.
Then she has herself a little snack on her...
What? Her boyfriend?
Her ex-lover.
She eats her boyfriend.
Yes.
After they do the thing for 14 hours, he dies and she eats him. OMG. That is so harsh.
Oh, let's appreciate that the Lord did not create us to operate like that. Especially for you guys, right? Aren't you especially
glad? Aren't there a couple? Isn't that the case with like praying mantis too?
And
black widow spiders and
bumblebees?
And bumblebees. I don't
right?
know if bumblebees eat the male after mating.
Well,
because they pollinate something else, right?
Oh,
they don't. They
maybe.
Don't. Yeah, that's.
I don't know, but dang it,
yeah.
That is wow.
So the Antechinus there in Australia.
Antechinus.
Yes. Make love for 14 hours straight, and then the dude straight dies, and then she's like, you know what?
Him.
I'm a little hungry. And you know what?
Oh my God.
There are no rallies around here, so I'm just going to have to dig in.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that is... You would think that at some point, like, word would start to get around in that community. Like, guys, listen, did you hear what happened to...
I know.
Alan?
Yeah, Alan.
The Antechinus? Did you hear Alan just like after doing all like,
Alan,
yeah, he met a girl. Met a
Alan
girl,
and
yeah.
Ruth, yeah, they look
Alan
so happy together.
Ever, Ruth, they had quite a tryst for 14. And then he straight died and she ate him. Yeah, go tell your friends.
But do we know? Because maybe Ruth goes to her friends like, yeah, I don't know what happened to Alan. He just left.
Well, I feel once again, like this happens.
Once again,
enough. It's got to start getting around.
I'm
the
a single,
right?
I'm a single, unwed mother, and my man has left.
Well, he didn't know he died, and you ate him. That's what.
Well,
that's,
but
Ruth,
I'm saying,
let's be honest.
But I'm saying that's, Ruth maybe is trying to make it seem, and that's why it doesn't get around the.
Ruth isn't telling the truth.
Right, right. The Antikinus world, because they're all just thinking, man, you know. These guys just seem to disappear, right?
Oh, yeah. Word's got to get around, right? They still have to start telling each other.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Alan.
On?
Don't know what happened to Alan.
Are there no witnesses to the crime? Well, no, they probably go off and find a special.
Well, we don't know how modest they are.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, maybe they have some modesty and they do it by themselves.
You just don't know, but man,
you're right.
They should start telling each other what happens, though. That is tragic.
Yeah, for the male Antikinus species, yes. So again, your stupid fact of the day. Scientists in Australia have discovered the marsupial, the Antikinus, which mates for 14 hours and then dies, then his mate eats him.
That is so tragic.
That was a lot. That was a lot to process. That's a lot to unpack. So there you go.
But again, appreciation post that we were not created that way.
That is your stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJM.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Shout out to Terry, who'd say I'd probably eat somebody that pounded me for 14 hours.
Oh my gosh.
All right, this is a setting the bar story. Kelly, describe what this is.
It's a little life lesson, a little what not to do. Let's hope it doesn't happen to you. But in this case, it's just don't do that. Why are we having to say this out loud?
Yeah, it's kind of an example of you don't have to try every trend you see on TikTok, right?
Uh-huh.
Remember the Tide Pods? Remember people were eating those?
Yes.
And we had to kind of come on here and be like, hey, don't eat detergent, guys.
Yeah.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without eating fried toothpicks because TikTok told you to do it, then you're doing okay.
Toothpicks?
Now, to be fair, this doesn't seem to be a trend that is catching on in America. This is South Korean TikTokers, right?
Okay.
Apparently, they've been deep frying toothpicks and eating them, apparently even so much as seasoning them to eat them for that nice little crunchy little flavor.
Are they made of wood?
So I had to actually look this up because that's what I thought too. I was like, okay, wait, hang on. They're wood, right?
Stabby little pieces of wood.
Right.
Why are we frying them?
Some of them are made of wood. Some toothpicks are made of plastic. Some are made of bamboo. And these are made of starch.
Starch.
So these toothpicks.
Oh, it's edible.
Yeah, are a sanitary product. Right. And so people think, oh, okay, well, it's starch.
Tasty.
It's not wood. Obviously, now I can eat it.
Wow. Wow.
I'm going to put this in my mouth and eat it. So the South Korean health ministry literally had to tweet, this is not a product to eat. The starch toothpicks are sanitary products. Their safety has not been verified.
Okay.
Stop deep frying them and eating them.
Still pretty stabby, right? Even if you're deep frying them, there's probably still stabby.
Well,
right?
Yeah. What restaurant was it that had those French fries that were almost like very, very thin, toothpicky type French fries?
I mean, there's a lot of them that have like the shoestring fries.
Shoestring, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, yeah.
Ends.
Yeah, kind of the shoestring French fries. Maybe people were kind of considering them to be offshoot
like
to that. Or like
super, super
I'm
going to
make super,
fries.
Yes, okay. I'm going to make super thin shoestring French fries, dip them in my Frosty, and they're going to be delish.
Okay, but like they're so small. Like, how many of them do you have to eat to feel like you're filled up?
Well, I don't think you're eating them as a meal, Kelly. This is probably just an appetizer.
Snack in the afternoon.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe.
But that's a lot of effort to go through to deep fry them.
Well,
and then,
and who knows? Maybe a chef or some sort of food influencer started it on TikTok where they were like, you know what? You can deep fry the toothpicks that you stick in your little Vienna sausage and you can eat the entire thing.
Wow. Why, though?
Everything's
Why?
Edible.
Oh, okay. I just, again, never in my wild, I didn't have on my bingo card for this year. We had to tell people out loud.
Stop eating toothpicks.
Not to deep fry toothpicks and eat them.
Yeah, stop eating toothpicks, guys.
Okay. Not right.
Yeah, so again, we don't have to try everything we see on TikTok.
and should not.
But so if you can manage to make it through the day without eating fried toothpicks because an app on your phone told you you should, you're doing okay.
Heather says Steak and Shake shoestring fries. Were they kind of pointy? Maybe some of them could have been pointy on the end.
Yeah, maybe you could clean your teeth with some Steak and Shake shoestring fries.
I don't think we equate Steak and Shake fries with toothpicks.
So can we agree eating fried toothpicks are weird?
Yes, okay. We're agreeing with that.
So what else do you love to eat but is considered weird?
Maybe not even food, because we're not even putting toothpicks in the lane of food.
Like, I remember I used
to... It's almost a utensil.
It's been a while. It's been a while, but I used to love to eat paper. Like, just notebook paper. Yeah, I would tear it off and I would just chew it up. And it was like a little thing that I would do while I was, I don't know, bored or whatever.
But what put that in your head that looks tasty and I need to try it?
I don't know.
Why?
Kelly, you know me. I'm not necessarily all there up top, so.
That's true. I've looked at paper a lot throughout my years and never once said, that really looks like
again,
a snack.
Again, doesn't
right now.
Necessarily taste good, but it's something that you can just chew on and kind of pass the time. So anyways, what else are the weird food items or items that you like to eat? 502-795-1997. We'll take your stories on the way.
I mean, Heather also points out they eat fried cockroaches over there, so maybe an upgrade.
That's one way to control the population.
There you go.
Could you imagine taking a toothpick, frying it, and then eating it? Well,
no.
The South Korean health ministry actually had to post a warning saying, hey, don't
do that.
Deep fry your toothpicks and eat it because TikTok's telling you to do it. So what are some of your weirder food cravings? Not even calling toothpicks food. I admitted that I used to. I've grown out of it now because hashtag refined palate. I used to eat notebook paper. But I'd just like chew it up, right?
So bizarre. I've never been that bored to where I decide, that paper looks tasty.
No, I would never even say paper looked tasty, but it was just like, you know, I'm sitting there taking notes in class and.
What are you doing with that? You're not putting that in your mouth.
Just talking about how you might just chew it a little bit.
You just put that in your mouth.
Well, yeah.
Why are you...
Kelly, I put a lot of things in my mouth.
Gosh! I need you not to say that out loud while you're eating paper.
Mindy says, I guess toast with just ketchup?
Well, that's a unique condiment to put on toast. Not your butter, not your jelly, not your cinnamon and sugar, but your ketchup.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Don't have butter, so what's the next? I gotta do, ketchup. Come on, baby.
Did you swallow the paper? I didn't see you spit it out.
No, I didn't spit it out.
You swallowed paper. You just ate paper.
Yeah, why not?
Like in front of all of us.
Jen.
You're making my dog gag.
Jen says, mine was ice cream and tortilla chips together, LOL.
Oh.
I also went through a really long Pop-Tart phase and then a top ramen phase. The ice cream and tortilla chips sound intriguing. I'm not grossed out by that. I'm intrigued.
No, that's the salty and the sweet.
Right.
That is also in the same lane as like dipping
French fries in
ice cream or frosty. Yep. Yes. Or shake. Get frosty. Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. That's not as offensive as eating paper, which is what you just did.
Andy,
I'm still shook by it.
Okay. You can take it down a couple notches, Kelly. It's just eating paper.
I'm shook.
You have never stuck something in your mouth like that?
Context! Somebody just tuned in! What is happening?
Andy said, biggest craving is lemon pizza.
Lemon pizza.
I was craving lemons like crazy for over a week, and I couldn't find anything lemon-based that was hitting the craving, and then I saw a pizza and was like, yep, that's it. That's what I need with this lemon.
Wow.
I just added lemon juice to the top of an oven pizza, but then you can also slice it and put it on as a topping, and it's really good. Something about the sour lemon flavor that just goes with the cheese perfectly.
Wow.
Andy, I'm going to have to go ahead and trust you on that one.
Okay. All right.
Dang.
I know. Dang for sure. Josh said, I heard what Jen said about the tortilla chips. I dip them in peanut butter. Turns out it's truly elite. This has turned into my favorite snack.
Elite tortilla chips with peanut butter.
So we've had tortilla chips and ice cream, tortilla chips and peanut butter. I have tortilla chips and queso and tortilla chips and salsa. That's kind of like my...
Yeah, that's the lane that I usually stay in with those.
But maybe I need to verge off the highway there and go try... I mean, hey, I'm willing to try anything in my mouth at least once.
Please stop saying that out loud.
Kelly, aren't you willing to try something in your mouth
no,
at least once?
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it. You cannot walk me into that trap, sir. You can't. Uh-uh. Nope, I'm not going to become one of your buttons again. I'm not. I'm not doing it.
Riley says, I am like never not craving eggs. It's so bizarre.
Is it a certain kind, though? Are they hard-boiled? Are they scrambled?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are
she
they
doesn't
over
elaborate.
Easy?
Doesn't elaborate. These are the weird, weird food cravings that you have.
Going back to the tortilla chips and peanut butter, you got to make sure you have the thick ones, because if you have the thin ones, those are just going to break right off, right? Because peanut butter can be aggressively thick.
Yeah. Justin says, not the sounds of you eating paper on the radio. Also, I chew on plastic. Yeah, I get that.
You chew on plastic?
Peanut butter and fried bologna, another person texted in.
Wow.
Kelly, not Kay, texted in and said, when I was a kid, I would eat styrofoam like a cup. Oh, you know what? I did that too.
That can't be healthy. That cannot be healthy.
I wouldn't swallow, but I would spit it out. I wouldn't spit it out.
But you got whatever chemicals they make styrofoam with.
It's the texture with it.
Okay, but still.
It's the texture.
Once it's in your mouth, it mixes with the juices in your mouth, and then you're swallowing styrofoam juice. I don't like. Uh-uh.
No. Another text. Our family likes Doritos and chocolate pudding.
Doritos and chocolate pudding?
Yeah.
Nacho cheese and chocolate. I can't. I like both independently.
Mm.
I don't know if I can combine those. Oh, she said that chew hit different with the styrofoam cup. Okay.
Corey says cheese puffs and ketchup.
Missy, that's not as offensive as the chocolate.
Yeah, Missy says French fries with Miracle Whip. All right, I get that.
Yes. I could eat because it's got a little of that tang with it.
Shirley says nacho cheese, Doritos, and cottage cheese, kind of like a dip. All right, these are like the weird food cravings. This is all because there had to be a warning to not fry up your toothpicks and eat those.
Yeah, thanks to TikTok.
And then I shook Kelly with, I used to eat paper. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, Eve from LJ also shook. I'm not the only one that is just like, what just happened?
Mm-hmm.
Right in front of me.
Reed says, silly putty. Eat silly putty. Yeah. Or what about...
silly putty?
Play-Doh.
That's got to be super dangerous and toxic for you, right?
You know what? I'm still alive.
Oh.
Kim says, wow. Sounds like Kelly needs to experience putting more things in her mouth.
No, Kim. Don't walk me into that. No, Kim. No, Kim.
I did get this, by the way.
It mixes with the juices. Oh, God. It is such a danger saying anything at all on this show.
Yeah.
It's an absolute danger for me, mostly.
Caitlin says, I used to eat dog food. Yeah, I did that too.
Oh.
Gotta be honest. My niece did as well, and she was so adorable. She, like we'd be like, hey, Coral, what are you eating? and she would, are you eating dog food? She'd have her mouth full, dripping with dog food juice, and she'd go, no. No. Oh, good stuff. Well, hey, you can continue texting in. These are fun. 795-1997 is our number.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Allie.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Pretty well. Talk to us. What's going on?
So, I'm really at my wit's end, and I'm hoping that you and, the listeners can maybe help me figure out what to do. So my neighbor has her packages delivered to my house.
What? Okay.
But, yeah.
I'm guessing she didn't ask your permission?
No, she has never asked my permission. She's never even told me she was, going to do it so I could, expect them. They just show up.
Wow. That's presumptuous.
It, yeah, it's odd, right? I mean, her apartment's kind of tricky to locate, so I guess maybe she's had trouble with deliveries, like, before, so... And she does a lot of online shopping, but,
But yeah, but why not, like, reach out and say, hey, do you mind if I have some packages delivered to your house because they never get to me when I send them to
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yes. Most people would do that.
Yeah, no, she has never done that. And I've actually asked her to, like, stop, like... maybe have them sent to her work or get like a Dropbox, but it has like it slowed down, but it didn't stop.
Wow.
Like I just I got another one yesterday actually.
Obviously it's illegal, but have you ever opened any of them?
No.
Oh, okay. You know what? You send
really
it to me,
stuff
I'm opening
in here.
Them.
It's like, it's kind of like I could be a porch pirate. It's on my porch.
Right.
Yeah, and like it came to me. You know what? This is actually the other day I came home and there was a DoorDasher like trying to find my house with her food. So
she sent her food to your house?
Yeah.
With no heads up?
No. She just used
This is bizarre.
I don't want it to be like a big battle, but I'm really tired of it. And like... and then I have to walk this stuff over to her apartment. Like,
so you keep delivering it to her, like you're her delivery person?
Yeah, like, I don't know. They're, like, stacking up at my house. It's weird.
Wow.
Wow.
May I say the
audacity.
That's what I was just going to say, Kelly. The audacity of this person.
Right?
I mean, and you've told her, please don't. And she's like, all right. And keeps
repeatedly asked her to stop. Like, it slowed down, but it doesn't stop. And then, So, I mean, would I be a jerk if I, like, started returning the packages to sender? Like, I don't know what else to do.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to have to amp this up to the next level, obviously, because she's ignoring your request to say, hey, don't do that.
I guess, right?
And you gave her really good alternative solutions. A lot of people do that.
Yeah. We don't even talk. It's just like packages.
Allie,
you're not even like buddies. You're not like neighbors that hang out. Oh, okay.
Allie, legit, I would just start opening the packages and going, you know what? I thought it was for me. I didn't know. Sorry. You know, I don't know. We are getting some people texting in with maybe some suggestions on how to approach this with your neighbor. But yeah, it's always one of those weird things where, you know, it's like you can't choose your family. You can't really choose your neighbors either. And so
You can move away from your neighbors, but I'm guessing that's not necessarily.
I was going to say she didn't want to have to do that
at this point. Exactly.
Yeah. I just wanted to like be this big weirder, awkwarder.
Well, Allie, I like the idea of returning the packages. I also like the idea that I had originally of just opening them, but. but hang out. We've got plenty of other people chiming in, so we'll try to help you out here.
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A lot of people are saying return to sender, return to sender, return to sender.
Yeah, just start returning the packages, and then she will get the message.
She'll get the money back and the message.
Jennifer's like, Allie's going to be implicated in a drug ring if she's not careful.
Oh. Oh, wow. Well, and Ashton said, I'd return to sender only because once they start getting mail to your address, they can claim to live there. Nope.
Oh, jeez.
Can they?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know if you've got any wild stories of receiving something you shouldn't have, but you can always give us that story at 502-795-1997. Help Allie out. So we are in a situation with Allie and her neighbor, and her neighbor keeps sending packages, having packages delivered to her porch, and she wants her to stop, but she doesn't know how.
So apparently this neighbor has a tricky to find apartment, so instead of trying to fix that situation, she's just been sending it to Allie's house, and then Allie's been like walking her stuff over, and she's tired of it. Like, they're even delivering food.
I know.
Which is crazy.
Amanda, what do you think?
I totally think she should send them back. And then she should go one step further and she should sign up for any free subscription in that lady's name. So she gets extra mail.
Oh, wow.
I have a friend that if you make him upset, he will find any free subscription and send it to you. And I have been a culprit of that.
Oh,
and it is the most annoying thing ever.
Right.
So,
I got
it. Yeah, having these crazy, you know, magazines show up at your house and you're like, I didn't sign up for this.
Appreciate it, Amanda. Thank you for the call.
No problem.
Hey, Lexi.
Hey.
So what's your idea?
So for her neighbor situation, I would start charging her.
Oh, a delivery fee. Yeah, because she's been delivering them.
A delivering fee. Yeah. Instead of sending them back, returning to sender, I would start charging her. I would let her know, I have your stuff. If you want it, you are going to pay me X amount of dollars.
Yes, to keep it and say, I will give it to you for a fee.
So you're holding her packages for ransom.
Ransom, yes.
Why not?
Stacy kind of agrees with that, too, and says, hey, the way I see it, you're providing a service. I say you hold all of her packages and you charge her money per package. It can be your little side job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I like that. Benjamin's like, I'd say send 100 empty boxes to her address with your name. So she has to be your delivery person.
Oh, my gosh. what do you think?
Hey, good morning. Princess of Petty here.
Okay, what do you think?
Well, first off, I would homegirl does not need to be taking them over and delivering them. They stay on the porch or wherever, and she writes, not at this address on there.
Uh-huh.
If it continues to happen, then they need to be taken to your local police department as a suspicious package.
Oh.
I like that. Hey, thank you so much, Princess of Petty.
Thanks, guys. Love you. Bye.
All right. See ya.
Taylor says once a package is delivered, even if it's addressed to someone else, you're not required to send them back or deliver them to the right place. Amazon specifically tells customers not to return them.
Man, y'all are harsh when it comes to someone else's neighbor. I mean,
it's because they listen. Allie has asked her, please stop.
Yeah.
And she's not stopping.
Yeah.
And nor did she ask permission. Nor did she give her a heads up. Like none of it. So that's the level we're at.
All right. Well, hey, I think there are some great suggestions here. And I love how petty a lot of you are.
Yeah.
And yes, there are plenty of people that are like, it is illegal, Ben, to open them. So don't do that.
Right.
I do like a lot of the suggestions that you guys have provided. So if you want to add yours, you always can at Ben and Kelly Show on the Facebook thread. All right. That's group therapy. Good luck. Keep us posted. All right, let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Tara calling us from Okolona. Hi, Tara.
Hey.
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 Tara's got brown hair, drives a Honda CR-V.
Nice.
Works for an electrician and has been in a relationship for 21 years, has 3 kids. No wedding ring, though, right?
I guess I've got an engagement ring, but it just sits there.
Okay. All right.
You know what?
Is it not our style?
But it's working for you.
It sits on my finger. It sits on my finger.
It sits on the finger. It's on the finger. Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. So the engagement ring sits on your finger.
So we've been engaged for 21 years. Okay.
I mean,
21, but like 20.
Again, you know what? Okay. If it works for you.
Exactly.
That's all that matters.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
We've got 3 beautiful boys from it.
See?
Love it.
Awesome.
Love it. All right. Tara, so it's called Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Yep, you'll hear 3 stories. You have to figure out, did the star of the story, were they a little kid or were they a drunk adult when it happened?
All right.
Okey-dokey.
All right, here we go. First one.
I flew an air horn and literally scared the f*** out of my mom.
Air horns? Yep, scared the pee out of her mom.
Okay.
I want to go with little kid. I just feel like little kid from that.
No kid.
I feel like that is the obvious answer.
Is it?
It is, I feel like. But that means it could be a drunk adult.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you know what? I'll stick with little kid.
Both of you saying little kid.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the obvious answer on this one.
Okay.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, no! They can get you
goodness.
Sometimes, this game.
They can.
I was home one summer, and when I left for college, my parents had gotten me one of those air horn keychains to blast if you were ever in trouble. I'd been out with my friends and got back home late, and I noticed that the light was on in the kitchen. So thinking it might be my older brother, I snuck in the back, came around the corner, and unloaded this air horn. My mom lifted off the ground like she was being sucked off by a spaceship. Dropped her glass of milk, instantly peed herself.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Oh, poor mom.
Well, you know. It happens. All right, you're 0 for 1, Tara. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I made out with a mannequin at the mall and was asked to leave.
Made out with a mannequin at the mall, asked to leave. Hashtag hot mannequin.
Hot mannequin. Tara, what'd you say?
Little kid. I want to go with little kid again.
All right, little kid.
The opposite of what it should probably obviously be.
Yes. Should it obviously be a drunk adult?
It should. Yes, I agree. That's the obvious answer. Making out with a mannequin at the mall, you'd have to be a little drunk, right? Or just don't know what you're doing as a little kid.
Making out.
Yeah. Like maybe just a like little cute sweet little kid kisses.
Yeah, that maybe.
Out. Yeah, I'm sticking with you on that little kid.
All right, both of you saying little kid. All right,
I was a little kid.
Yeah. Say yes. Okay.
Yes, little
all
kid.
All right then.
I went shopping with my mom on a weekend, which I hated at the time, and wandered off and decided I was going to make out with one of the mannequins in the boys section.
Oh.
That kind of worker came up and asked where my parents were, took me to my mom, and before the guy could say anything, she said, Brenda, what kind of trouble have you gotten yourself into?
Brenda, stop kissing that fake boy. She's like, out. I'm going to practice my skills.
That's what she said.
I was just doing what you and Daddy do.
Oh,
snap.
Just doing what you and Daddy do.
Yep. They're little sponges. They're always watching.
Hey, Tara, do you have kids in the car right now?
I have a 6-year-old, but a 7. He just turned 7 in December, but he's asleep.
Okay,
that's great.
So have you and your partner been caught by your kids ever?
Stop.
No, not that I'm aware of. Maybe my older two, but if they did, they never told us.
Okay,
I don't think that they would.
If I would have caught my parents, I wouldn't have told them.
No.
Like, that would have just been like, nope, didn't see it and never want to see it again.
Yeah, exactly.
Please don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Tara, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I climbed up a tree naked and chanted, look at me up in the tree.
Climbed up a tree naked and said, look at me up in the tree?
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to go with drunk adult. I don't know.
It's got to be drunk adult, right? It's got to be drunk adult. And owie, because you have to get down.
I mean,
thinking splinters.
You have to get up. I think it would be harder to get up because you would have to use a lot of your muscle.
Probably. Yes. Probably. All right. It's got to be drunk adult.
Both of you saying drunk adult. All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You got it. Drunk adult.
Why?
I was home for spring break. My friends and I had a little too much fun, boozy brunching one Sunday. For whatever reason, when we got home, my family was gone to church, so I told my friends to watch what I could do. I stripped down to nothing. I climbed a tree in the front yard and chanted, look at me, up in the tree, over and over again. The worst part was my parents were at church, which was across the street from where we lived, so not my most memorable moment.
Wow!
Oh, no.
The tree was across the street from their church.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good stuff. All right. Well, hey, Tara, congratulations. You're a winner this morning.
Impressive.
Yay. Okay. Right.
Yay.
Hey, like, you know what? She is mad.
I've done my part.
I'm done. Done talking.
The 7-year-old is going to be ecstatic.
All right, that is
okay,
awesome.
Good.
All right, Tara, hang on the line another quick sec, okay? Hang on. Oh, shoot.
Oh,
all right. Well,
look what I can do. I can climb a tree naked. Like, what makes that, like, pop into your head?
Yeah, you know.
When you're trying to show off for your friends.
Listen, when you've had a few to drink, that's right. What happens. And okay. We need more of your submissions.
Yeah, keep them coming. So send us a little voice note. Give us a little teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Karen wrote in, hey, Ben and Kelly, I've got a perfect idea for one of your phone taps.
Every year, my husband goes all out and throws a huge Super Bowl party at our house. This is the perfect setup to mess with them just a little. Love you guys.
All right. Well, Stephen Hassenpepper. So he just needs to actually call Karen to confirm her for the party she's hosting. The problem is her husband answers.
Uh-oh.
And has no idea this is even happening.
Oh, no.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, is Karen there, please?
No, she's not. This is her husband. Can I take a message?
Yes, actually, you probably can help me yourself. It's Stephen Hassenpepper from Pure Romance. I just need to confirm that I have the right address to come out and set up your home party on the 11th.
A home party? Not sure. She didn't say anything to me. We have a party scheduled that day for the Super Bowl, but not sure why Karen would have ordered anything. It's, you know, it's sort of my deal.
Great. It sounds like the party is set. It says here on my sheet, the party starts around 5, so I'm going to need to just come out about an hour before to get things set up.
Set up?
Yeah, I just come out before, set up tables, make sure the products are displayed. We have found it is much easier for the host, one of the spiffs of hosting a Pure Romance party.
Okay, we're going to need to back the truck up. Did you say Pure Romance? Tell me it's not one of those parties.
Yes, you've got that right. We do have toys and garments and oils.
I get it, but I know she went to one of these a month or two ago, but she definitely didn't tell me she was having one. That's the same day as my Super Bowl party.
Oh, well, that sounds fantastic. What a fun coincidence.
No, not fun at all. I'm having all my friends over, not a good day, so we're going to need to reschedule.
Well, that's not really up to me. See, your wife set the date and made the deposit. Like I said, I'm just the guy who's setting everything up. So are you guys still at Fort
and but, you know, cross that date off your schedule because I can tell you right now it's not happening.
Well, you're going to have to take that up with your wife. I just go by what's on my schedule. Possibly you could combine the two parties.
So my boys are going to come over to watch the big game, and I inform them that, by the way, my wife will be giving a short presentation about all the pink, shaky good things you can see lying around. I'd never hear the end of it, ever.
Does your TV have an HDMI hookup in the back? Because part of the presentation is done on screen.
The TV is going to be tuned to the Super Bowl. You have no idea how you're stressing me out. We're going to be watching the game. Do not come over with that stuff on Sunday. Seriously.
Oh, hey, I have an idea. You know, we have a device called The Chief. Maybe you could tie that into your party, like cross-marketing or something.
Buddy, stop talking about it because it's not happening. You guys need to reschedule.
Or how about this? You could put some of our edibles out with your other snacks.
Did you really just recommend that I put edible underwear out on the table next to nachos? Did you really just say that? That's what you're talking about when you say edibles, right?
You know, we do have lots of items for men.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. I'm going to let you go and try to get my wife on the phone. Sounds like I need her to call you back and cancel this. All right?
Actually, that won't be necessary because she's listening.
What do you mean?
I mean... this is Ben Davis and Kelly K on 99.7 DJX. And your wife set you up for a little phone tap.
I can't believe it. She was acting suspicious today. I should have known something was up. That was pretty good.
Listen, I love the idea of combining the parties. I think it could be fantastic.
Device is called a Chief, and this one is a... It's not a... It's different number. It's a 49.
Oh, God!
I think it'll work. All right, that's your phone tap.
I can't breathe.
On 99.7 DJX. At Ben and Kelly Show. You can always shoot us a DM on Instagram, Facebook, X, aka Twitter, and we toss it out, and Heather did just that.
Yeah. Hello, Ben and Kelly. First of all, must say I love your shoe.
Thank you.
You keep me company every morning. I feel like I know you both.
Oh.
So my question for you guys is, how can you teach a guy how to kiss? You see, I'm a single woman, and while I have kissed a lot of men, only a few were great at it.
Okay.
You don't want to give up on a great guy because his kiss is only average. Okay. Now, I gently tried to provide a bit of coaching with an ex, but it made him really defensive. So do you have any tips on how you can teach a guy in his 30s to kiss better?
Mm.
Now, before I get into another relationship, a little advice in this area would be helpful. Also, would you approach it early on or after there is an established relationship? Thanks so much. Kisses to you both.
Oh, my gosh. How awkward.
Yeah.
How awkward. Okay, so, Kelly, describe in great detail how to do it.
Okay.
You have the floor.
I can't. No, I can't.
You have the floor.
This is not really anything that you can talk someone through, per se.
Well, you can say what you like and what you don't like.
Well, I was going to say this, but that's her to say. I think everyone probably has different preferences. So I think what she needs to do is in the moment, this is going to have to be like lessons in the moment.
Lessons without in the moment.
Yes, without it necessarily feeling like a lesson. Like, he doesn't need to. I think if he doesn't understand being instructed.
Whoa, you came at it pretty strong there.
Yes.
Whoa.
Like, if he's a little too aggressive, then
kind of gagging me.
Try to lead by example. And I think she's going to have to just demonstrate.
Yeah.
Rather than communicate.
Okay. Would you rather it happen early on or after you've kind of established a few makeout sessions and go,
You're going to have to maybe figure out if you can lead him and if he follows you down a path and if he's open to suggestions in that area.
Yeah,
that might bode well for the relationship developing.
I will say that guys are teachable.
And, okay, have you been taught?
I've been taught a lot of things.
Okay, great.
Giggity. No,
I mean, like when you and your wife were started dating, like did she need to tweak some things?
Yeah, I mean, she would say things that she liked and things. She would basically say things that she liked.
Okay, like, did she just flat out tell you or did she demonstrate?
Like, I like it when you do this, or I like it when you do that, or
don't like it when you do that?
And not so much the don't likes.
Okay.
But it was more just like, I like this, I like this, I like this.
Positive.
And then, you know, my brain's like, ooh, do things she likes. Okay, ding. All right, there we go.
All right. Well, and I think, if it's a guy that's interested in her and wants to make her happy, then he'll be receptive to her sharing that.
But man,
that's what I'm thinking. I don't think that there's a blanket course to put them through.
Well, really, it's about how you approach it with them, because as you said, you have had experience approaching it with exes in the past and it didn't go well.
Yeah, because they felt like they were doing something wrong, and then they feel like, oh, then they get self-conscious, and that's not a good feeling.
And,
so you just
know,
have to kind of like just share, you're sharing with them, the, you know, what you prefer and enjoy, and then they'll want to make you happy.
I got a text from Brad, the love physician, who says, got to use a squirt bottle and tell him no in a firm, strict tone. No! Squirt, squirt, squirt!
Bad! Don't do that! All right. I think you start with the fresh breath. Hopefully they're starting there.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So if that is an issue.
Right.
Then how do you approach that with them?
Well.
Do you hand them stuff? Do you have a little thing of Benaca spray that you're just like, when he's coming in, you're just like, whoop. Whoop.
Yeah, that's a delicate one too, because maybe they're unaware. And then, you don't want them to feel like,
how are you unaware? Like, I feel like if you are in that moment,
listen,
aren't you self-conscious about like how you are being presented?
eons ago, we worked with somebody that I think was so largely unaware of his coffee breath.
Mm.
Like you could smell it like being a substantial distance away when he spoke.
No.
It was, yeah. And he didn't seem to be aware of it because it was just always a thing.
It was overpowering.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was just being talking distance away from somebody.
Do I know who this person is?
Yes, you do.
Did they work on our side of the building or on the other side of the building?
No, other side of the building. Okay. And it was eons ago.
Oh, okay, 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 okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But oh, no, it was funny. It was like, it was to the point where I kind of, I had to brace myself sometimes. Okay.
So, well, at least he wasn't trying to kiss you, right?
No, yes, no, exactly. No, we were just having conversations. But to your point of, aren't they aware? No, they're not always aware.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, Heather, so I would say it's in the approach on how you, I would say from personal experience, leading with the positives. Like, oh, I like it when you do this.
Yes.
Oh, I like it when you do that.
And it's going to be an individual training session with whoever it is that you're starting to date. I don't think there's like a blanket way to just educate anyone that you might start dating. It's just going to be in the moment.
Maybe you get one of those like little buzzers on the bedside that that ding when you when he does something right.
Yep, yep, and nope.
And you're like, yes, that was great. Yes, yes, more of that, yes.
I don't think we do that either. I think we're just going to have to just in the moment see how things unfold. If things need tweaking, we do it with positive reinforcement.
Yeah,
we
so
don't
I,
necessarily
yeah.
say I don't like it when you do that. How about this?
Okay. All right.
Oh, I'm exhausted. This is so
and you're not even
uncomfortable.
And you're not even the one with the problem.
I'm not even the one with the problem.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Well, Heather, good luck to you. You sassy
yeah, let
thing.
Us know how the next contestant.
Send us videos.
No, we don't need to send. No, we don't need to see videos. No, just tell us if we have a good one. Have we found a good one that knows what he's doing? That's great. All right. I'm invested.
All right. There you go.
I'm rooting for you.
That is diving into the DMs there on 99.7 DJX. So this is weird. Has Britney Spears had a change of heart when it comes to her ex, Justin Timberlake? So we told you how her fans kind of responded to Justin's new single, Selfish. They, and in fact, our radio station has been getting a lot of requests for Britney Spears' version of the a song of her song by the same name, Selfish, from her Femme Fatale album.
Not one we ever played. That wasn't a single.
No, released. It wasn't ever a single. But they did it so much, they streamed it so much that it actually charted after the fact. So that was kind of a nod to, you know what, you know, it's the whole Britney versus Justin thing, right?
Uh-huh.
So then this weird post. Did you see this post that she made on Instagram?
Yeah, we've got it on our website.
Yeah.
DJX.com.
She says, I want to apologize for some of the things I wrote about in my book. If I offended any of the people I genuinely care about, I'm deeply sorry. And that she's in love with Justin Timberlake's new song, Selfish, and that it is so good. And seeing her and Justin, or seeing Justin Timberlake and Jimmy Fallon together on The Tonight Show makes her laugh. And it's all, and it was under a picture or a video of Justin Timberlake on The Tonight Show.
She may just be feeling real bad with how mad her fans are at Justin, because the stories she spilled about them were real bad.
I don't
know.
Didn't
make him look good at all.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like that seems to me like it's behavior of someone who
is writing for her.
I don't know. Like, it's very where, you know, maybe like an emotional abuse. And I don't want to ever say that Justin did that, but you know, her memoir, The Woman in Me. I mean, there were a lot of things that she kind of dropped, especially about him.
Right.
In that book. And so, you know, she releases it and then all of a sudden she's like, oh, I'm sorry. You know,
well,
it seems
she could be having a reaction to the massive backlash, and she feels bad about creating that.
Like, maybe
it could be that, but I'd rather see this kind of content from her than her dance around naked. Which
she's been doing a lot of that.
She's been doing a lot of that.
Yeah, she's like with knives and barely any clothes on.
Bizarre stuff.
Yeah. So that is that's an interesting post that Brittany put up. So we'll keep an eye on that. But Justin has yet to comment about the memoir. I don't think he ever will.
He's trying to keep his distance from it as much as possible because explosive things were revealed.
All right. Well, like Kelly said, if you wanted to see the post and you haven't yet, you can right there, WDJX.com, and some more info about that.
And maybe she's hoping that if she says stuff like that, her fans will just calm down and leave him alone. Maybe she just is feeling bad because, yeah, he got a lot of heat.
Yeah, and I don't know.
And he's going to continue to get heat, I think.
You know, you and I have never been in that sort of position where fans go to bat so much that you have to be like, oh gosh, okay.
Simmer down. Well,
right.
Selena Gomez has had to do that many times too.
Yeah. Like, okay, guys, enough.
Yeah. I appreciate you love me, but this is not helping.
Right. You don't need to lash out to this person anymore. Right. Man. Okay. Morgan Wall, let's get to a feel good.
We need to celebrate a big milestone birthday.
Okay.
Edie is the oldest person in the U.S. getting ready to celebrate another birthday, number 116.
Okay.
Yeah. She is turning 116 on February 5th, and she lives in a senior center in Willits, California. And so they're planning on like a drive-by parade, which they've done for the past several years. In fact, Inside Edition covered her one for her 115th birthday. And she was all dressed to the nines with the little red hat. She had her makeup all done. She was wearing a black, like, fur coat, standing with flowers. I mean, she was ready and looks amazing. She was born in 1908, just to put perspective on 116 years. Theodore Roosevelt was president. She's the eldest of seven siblings. Graduated in 1927. Married Elmer in 1933. He passed away in 1984. She eventually married Charles. He passed away in 1990. Like, she's lived some life. She doesn't really have the memory that she once enjoyed, but her family says she loves to eat good food, loves being neatly dressed, which is apparent because her outfit on point.
So wait.
Ready to face each day.
She hasn't celebrated her birthday yet, right?
It's coming up this early next week.
I mean, hope she makes it.
Ben Davis! This is a feel-good.
I mean, we're pulling for her.
She's gone this far. She was sitting outside watching her parade last year. I think she's going to be...
Keep on keeping
good
on.
To go this year. We're rooting for it. It's going to be good. Edie, 116. Second oldest person on the planet.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty impressive. So you can see her story at WDJX.com.
Megan texted in. Ben just said his inside thoughts out loud.
He did. Yes, you did. You did. You're trying to ruin my feel good. It was a feel good because we're gonna just assume she's gonna be here for 116th birthday next week.
Yeah, there you go. All right. That's what we'll think.
Okay.
All right, there you go. That is your feel good story. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. First, let's get to a setting the bar story. Kelly.
It's a little life lesson, a little don't do that, or we hope it doesn't happen to you kind of a thing.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without being kept up at night because of horny fish, you're doing okay.
What? Stop.
So residents...
How do you know about this?
Well, residents in Tampa Bay, Florida, are having some issues with the black drum fish, or so they think. Apparently... The best guess as to why there's so much noise keeping them up at night is that they are mating.
Fish are mating loudly in Tampa Bay?
I guess they're trying to raise about $2,500 so that they can install underwater microphones to confirm their suspicions that the black drum fish, which mate at night during the wintertime, are making the noise by flexing their muscles.
Did anybody think to just try to stand outside and just hit record on their phone? Like, if they're hearing it to the part where they're aware of it, we don't need to wait for the underwater microphone. Let's just stick the phone outside and see.
Well, maybe they want to hear their bedroom talk.
I don't think that they they don't speak English. I'm just saying.
Could you imagine not being able to sleep because fish are mating?
No. They're deep underwater, aren't they? Like, I'm so confused as to how it's that loud.
So I don't know if they, like, come to the surface and they splash, splash, splash around. I don't know if they're, like, I don't know. I don't know how. This is a bizarre story.
It's really bizarre. Like, I needed somebody to at least walk out their house and hit record.
Well, I tell you what,
I can hear what they're hearing.
My mom lives in Tampa. She's been listening to the show this morning. So,
all right.
If you could just give us a thumbs up whether or not these fish you've ever heard of, the black drum fish, are keeping you up while you're sleeping because they're mating.
Walk outside, hit record on your voice note on your phone, and send it to us. I gotta hear it.
There you go. That is your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without being kept up at night because of some amorous fish.
Wow.
You're doing okay.
That is one we don't have to worry about around here.
I guess not, no.
Yeah, I
mean, the catfish, they can get pretty big, but
if you're on the river, but I don't know.
But they stay underwater.
They do.
I don't think they make any noise.
I think they're silent lovers.
Silent lovers. All right, coming up next, it's your stupid fact of the day. Here.
Oh, that wasn't it?
No. On 99.7 DJX.
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, ready for a stupid fact of the day?
Let's go.
Okay, so we're going to stay in the animal kingdom with this, okay?
Why not?
Why do you say that?
There's been much animal learning today.
So, listen.
And been in the same lane.
So, the stupid fact is where we find random things in the internet. We think, fascinating. And we want to pass it along to you.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know if you know anything about hippos.
I don't. Not one thing.
You're about to learn.
I mean, the only thing I know is from, like, Madagascar. I like them big. I like them chunky. Moto Moto. That is that's my only knowledge of hippos from Moto Moto.
Okay.
In Madagascar.
Okay.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
So apparently, it is almost impossible to castrate a hippo.
Oh, because just dangerous? They're going to kick you
out of
the way?
Well, I mean, I would think, yes, dangerous.
Yeah, I'd be like, nope.
But danger being beside itself.
Oh.
Apparently, their little nuggets are so, well, they're on the inside, and they recede during surgery, so you can't really even find them in the hippo.
Nope, try to find me.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't cut me off if you can't find me.
Exactly, the hippo's like, no.
That's a defense mechanism, like they sensed what was going on. Like,
right.
Nope, I heard what you did to Harry.
Exactly.
I'm not doing that.
Right, uh-uh. Right. No
way.
I'm going to be fertile so I can do this.
Right.
Yes. That is the mating sound of a hippo.
That was Moto Moto.
That was Moto Moto right there.
Moto Moto getting his mojo on.
I know. All right. So, you know, again, your stupid fact of the day.
Okay.
It's almost impossible to castrate a hippo. So I know that you're probably, a majority of you listening are never going to be in that position.
No, like that is not going to be my job. And has it been anybody else's job? Like, are they purposely trying to do that? I wouldn't think they would need to do that.
But for those of you listening, studying to be in the veterinary sciences,
mm-hmm.
This is something that you'll know walking into class.
Oh, great. All right.
There you go.
So is there ever a need to do that? Like, is for health reasons?
I don't
think we need to cut down on the hippo population.
Listen, the old host of The Price is Right, Bob Barker, said it best. Help control the pet population. Have your pet spayed and neutered. So this would be a thing.
I don't think we need to spay or neuter the hippos, though.
Okay, well, thank you for your opinion, Kelly. We'll go ahead and let the experts figure that out, all right?
All right,
so there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. I saw this thing about your emotional intelligence, your emotional IQ, and I was like, what?
Like different from your intellectual IQ?
Yes, it is different from your intellectual IQ.
I'm guessing we'd be real immature.
Yeah.
Emotionally speaking.
Yeah. So emotional intelligence is the ability to perceive and evaluate feelings accurately in ourselves and others, right? So if you use these certain phrases, if these four phrases are in your vocabulary, man, you know what? I probably should have asked you these phrases before I said what it was about.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do that.
See how
let's put me to the test and then reveal the answers.
All right. All right. So if you use any of these, it might mean that you have a low emotional IQ. Okay.
Okay.
So if you've ever uttered, "I'm not changing. This is who I am." So.
Well, it depends on the circumstance
okay,
in so, which that's said, right? Okay, right?
Okay. So for Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't care how you feel.
Well, see, I would never say that. That seems like that's not caring.
Yeah. And they're saying if you disregard other people's feelings, you might
very callous.
Have low emotional intelligence.
Yeah, that's not me.
Yeah. It's your fault I feel this way.
No, I'm not.
It's your fault I feel this way.
You're in charge of your own emotions. You're in charge of your own feelings.
All right. So there you go. Yes.
You're offended. That's on you. You're upset.
Yeah. You don't blame for others for your feelings if you have a strong emotional intelligence.
If you're letting someone upset you, then that's on you.
Yeah. All right. And then if you say you're just wrong.
Well, sometimes they are. If I'm saying that, I'm rolling in with receipts. Like I got my proof.
You're just wrong. Here's proof. Here's proof. So, yeah, if you use any of those phrases, you may have a low emotional intelligence, or, you know, there you go. Hey, if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up podcast, WDJX.com. If you missed the phone tap, that would be one place I would start.
Oh, man. Had me in tears. And it's posted. If you missed it, I've got the link so you can listen to it. Share it with friends. Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.
Yeah. And for those of you who maybe are in a household where one person cares about the Super Bowl and the other person doesn't, maybe you'll relate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe you'll relate. So
hashtag combo party.
Yeah. So that is there for you to listen to, plus group therapy, the package problem with Allie. Yep, you can weigh in on that. You can hear how we also helped Heather and her man-kissing problem.
Man-kissing problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you just kind of said, hey, that's going to have to be a case-by-case. Just going to have to...
Yeah, like I said, you
gently lead them into what you like.
Into the promised land. So there you go. You can always catch up on anything you may have missed right there on the podcast. All right, Kelly, what are we missing here?
I have no more words. Oh, the one thing. Justin Timberlake seems to be, again, tossing out the teases that there could be more NSYNC music on the horizon.
Okay.
He's teasing it.
All right.
You can see that at WDJX.com.
Sound.